ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael Ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoris, Daf Mem Beis. We're middle of discussing in his Dafim the Gdorim of Tumtum V'Adroigunus. The Mishnah said earlier, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, a three-way machlokes in the Gede of the Din of Tumtum V'Adroigunus. The Mishnah says that the Tanakama holds that Einu Nishchat Lui B'Mikdosh V'Lui B'Medina, because he holds that Androgynous is a Sophic, we don't know whether he's a Zocho or he's a Nekeva, and therefore we have a Sophic if he's Kodesh B'Bechoyer, and this is the reason why he's not Nishchat Bachutz, because it could be he's a Zocho, and also he holds it's not a Mum, the Nakvus is not a Mum, like the Gemara explains in Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, and also we have a Sophic that maybe he's in a Kaver, and therefore he can't be Nishchat like a Korban B'chori, because maybe he's in a Kaver, and he's Bichlal no Kodesh B'chori. This is the shit of a Tanakama, that Androgynous is a Sophic, he's a Sophic Zocha, a Sophic Nekeva. The second day is a Bishmoel, holds in Lecha Mum Godin Mizeh, he holds that even if it's a Zocha, but it's a Lemaise, he has a Mum, because of the Charitz has a Aloch of a Mum, like the Gemara explained earlier. And the Gemara over here is now had the Arichus in Mem Aleph Amid Beis is the Pshat of Rabbi Shmuel that he holds it's a Vadai Zohar, or he holds it's a Sophic, and even on that side that he is a Zohar, he also has a Mum, but he agrees to the Tanakama that Androgynous is a Sophic. This was a discussion in the Gemara earlier Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The third day was the Shit of Chachomim Basror, this was the last day on the Mishnah, that they hold that the Bechur, who is Androgynous, is not Kaddish at all, because Chachomim say, Einu Bechur, Einu Nigzaz V'Nevad, he has no Kedusha, because he's a barrier b'fnei atzmoi, he has his own halacha, he's a mim b'fnei atzmoi, he's a barrier b'fnei atzmoi, and he's not Kaddish b'Bechur. These are the three days that we find over here in the Sugya. Lemaisa, the Mekur la'alocha is not dependent on our Sugya by us in the Sugya in Bechuris, but the Rishonim, the Rosh over here is Mayrich in Simen Ches, that the Mekoy La'alocha is going to be gepaskent like the Gemara in Yevomis. The Gemara over there brings down a day of Rebbe Yossi in Yevomis Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, which over there in the Gemara it seems that the Amiroim, Rav, and later on other Amiroim, they paskin like this shitter of Rebbe Yossi in the Breisa. Now the words of Rebbe Yossi on the Breisa over there are very ambiguous. Rebbe Yossi says a din, the androgynous, says Rebbe Yossi, beria bifnei atzmohi. He's a barrier b'fnei atzmo, but Rabbi Yossi adds on, v'lo yichriu b'chachomim im zocher in the kever. Chachomim were not machriya in the din of the androgynous, whether he has a din of a zocher or he has a din of in the kever. So this is the lashon of Rabbi Yossi in the b'reis over there in Yevomis, that fei gimel, androgynous barrier b'fnei atzmo yi, v'lo yichriu b'chachomim im zocher in the kever. Similarly, a lashon we find also in the Mishnah in Bikurim, Pegdalad the Mishnah Hey, over there, the lashon of the Mishnah by us is Remeir, Tosfos says it's supposed to be Rebbe Yossi, that Remeir says also this lashon, Androgynous is burial he, v'lo yichriu b'chachomim im zocher in the kever. Now this lashon seems to be a steer. Does Rebbe Yossi mean to say that he's a barrier, like the shit of the Chachomim Basroi in our Mishnah, that Androgynous barrier b'fnei atzmoi? Or do they mean to say that it's a Sophic, like the shitter of the Chachomim in the Chachomim of the Tanakhama, in our Mishnah, that he holds the Androgynous is a Sophic? He starts off Androgynous barrier he, but he feels he ends v'lo yichriu b'chachomim im zocher in the kever. So we have to work out what exactly did Rabbi Yossi mean, which is negei la'alocha, which seems to be in the Gemara Yevomis, that we're going to actually be paskening like this shitter of Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa over there in Yevomis Daf Pei Gimel. And in this Shaila, what exactly does Rabbi Yossi mean? There's a three-way machlekes in the Rishonim understanding the words of Rabbi Yossi that a barrier, androgynous is a barrier, v'lo yichriu b'chachomim im zochrim nekeva. The first shitta is Tosfos over there in Yevomis. So too Tosfos is ma'arich like this in Nida, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Ritva over there is ma'arich like this over there in Nida. And he explains, says Tosfos, that Rabbi Yossi means to say like the shit of the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, that androgynous is a Sophic. This is the Iker Kavon of Rabbi Yossi, that Androgynous is a Sophic Zocho and Sophic Nekeva. This is what Rabbi Yossi means. Says Tosfos, the reason why Rabbi Yossi starts off and uses a Lashon, that Androgynous burial he, it's not me to say that he has his own din burial, like the Chachomim at the end of the Mishnah, that he's a burial b'fnei atzmoi. All Rabbi Yossi means to say that the Sophic is not on every personal Androgynous. Maybe one Androgynous is a Zocho, and the other Androgynous is a Nekeva, like we find by Tumtum, that we have a Sophic on every Tumtum himself. Maybe this Tumtum is a Zocho, and this Tumtum is going to be a Nekeva. Rabbi Yossi implies with this Lashon and tells us that the Sofik over here is be'emes a Sofik on the mean klali of the androgynous. We have one big Sofik on this barrier of androgynous. How to look at this barrier, this new kind of person, this barrier which is androgynous. Not that he has a din of a barrier of a mean bifni atzmoi, but the din is like he feels like he ends, and he says, Rabbi Yossi used a lashon of barrier to tell us that it's referring to the Sofik, is a din in every single androgynous, and there's no halacha of one androgynous should be a zocha and one androgynous should be a nekeva. This is the shita of Tosfos, and Mamela, this is how Tosfos Paskins, that androgynous is a sofik, that we don't know whether he's a zocha or he's a nekeva. This is the first shita, Pshat and Rabbi Yossi over there in the Braita, in Yevomis, Daf Pei Gimel. The Ramban over there in Yevomis brings down Tosfos, and he disagrees, and says the Ramban about Kolchoch, this is not the Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi over there does not mean to say that he's a Sofik. Says the Ramban, this is Muchach from the Gemara in the Hemshech over there in the Gemara in Yevomis. Over there the Gemara says that Rav actually holds like Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa. And Rav says that Halacha, because he holds like this Rabbi Yossi, and he says that the din is, we learn as Psukim over there, that the din of the androgynous has a Halacha legabe Hilchas Harayis, that he has a din of Shnei Mishkovois. He's going to be Niskal. He has a chiva skila, he has an oinish of skila, being if he was a boil, a erva, or he was a nival to a erva. Both of these alochas, if it's Mishkav Ish, or the Mishkav Isha, the Zachrus, or the Nakvus, he has a chivas, an oinash skila, because of this din, that he has a din of Shnei Mishkova, he says chayv skila, both if he's nival like a Isha, or he's boil like a Ish, he has a halacha that he gets skila mimonoshoch in this androgynous. This is a Gemara which is Rav's shitter since he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Now, says the Ramban, if we're going to understand that Rabbi Yossi's shitter is like Tosfos explained, that we have a poshta sofik, we don't know whether the androgynous is a zocho or androgynous is a nekeva. Says the Ramban, how is it possible to go mimachayev skila to this person over here, if he's boiled like a zocho, maybe he's in a nekeva, and it was nothing, because his mishkav ish is not at all counted like a ish, he's in a nekeva. How is it possible to go mimchayv im skila on shnei mishkovis? Mamela says, Ramban, it is muchach from here, the fact that Rav who holds like a b'yosi, says that we are mechayv the person skila b'shnei mishkovois, that he has aloha burial b'fnei atzmo, he has aloha of a mean, he has a certain entity himself, he has aloha of his own person, of a mean of androgynous, and this is what the pasuk teaches us over there in the Gemara, that he's chayv on shnei mishkovois, because this is aloha of a mean, that both mishkovois are counted, being the mishkav ish, and being the mishkav isha, these are counted for hilchas over, and mamele gets skila, because he has aloha burial b'fnei atzmo. This is Ramban Zeichocha, and says Ramban, that according to this is the Iker meaning of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi starts off and tells us that androgynous is burial here, says Ramban, this is what Rabbi Yossi means, like the Chachomin Basroi in our Mishnah, that the din of androgynous is a mean bifnei atzmoi. What the Rabbi Yossi ends, and he says, says the Ramban, that Rabbi Yossi did not use a lotion of lohikiru boi chachomim. Chachomim did not know, did not recognize im zocha im nekeva. The lotion of the Mishnah is that lohikiru boi chachomim. That means that we didn't give him a din, a zocha, we didn't give him a din nekeva, we left his din of a mean bifni atzmoi, that he has his own gdorim, because he has this din of a mean bifni atzmoi, we never gave him any din zocha, Vadai, and any din in the Kiva Vadois, and he has his own set of halachas because he's a Beri Bifnei Atzmoi. This is how the Ramban understands the meaning of Rabbi Yossi over there in the Braisa, and it comes out that according to this, Rabbi Yossi is actually the Chachomim Basroi in our Mishnah, the androgynous is a Beri Bifnei Atzmoi. Now, on the Ike Kasha of the Ramban, that the Ramban says that it's not possible to say that Rabbi Yossi means that it's a Sofik Zocha, Sofik Nekeva, because if he's got Tzad Nekeva, how can we Mechayiv him Skila? If he's boil a isha or erva like a ish, how can we be mechayiv him, even if it's a posuk, but we cannot be mechayiv in a keva on something which he does like a ish, because the ish, the mishkav ish, is not counted at all, it's in a keva. On this taina, says the Rash, Mishantz, on his Pirish Mishnais, in Bikurim, Perik Dalet Mishnahei, and says the Rash, this is not a taina, because it could be be'emes, that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's actually a sofik, and it could be that there's a tzad that maybe is an akeva. And Afa became even so, because there's a gzeis hakosuv over here teaching us that this person who has actually a voyeish, he has a zachrus. even though al pi alocha he has be'emes a din nekeva, but since he has a metzias of a yivori zocha, this is alone enough to teach us akzeis hakosuv that he's going to be chayiv skila if he's going to be boil someone like a yivori ish using the yivori ish. And in order to be boil someone, this will be enough to go mi mechayivim skila. Big chidush. But the Rash says this is possible with the Gzeis HaKosuv, that we can have a halacha of shnei mishkovos, even though he has a din of a nekeva, it is still possible to say that he should be chayiv skila. Mamela, the Ramban holds that this is not possible, because if he's in a nekeva, it wouldn't make sense to have a Gzeis HaKosuv that he should be chayiv skila if he uses a vori ish, because at the end of the day, he's a nekeva. But says the Rash, this is not a raya, because it could be a Gzeis HaKosuv that the nekeva should be chayiv skila on a vori ish if he's boiled like an ish on an erva. Says the Rash, that so too we can see in the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, in the Hilchus Mila, we find over there in Shittas Reb Yehuda, Tosfos himself also points this out in our Sugya in Membeis Amud Aleph, Divar Maschil Alma, at the end of Tosfos. Tosfos says in Shittas Reb Yehuda, even though Reb Yehuda has a tzad that androgynous could be in a kever, but it still could be that he's Chayav Mila. We have to do a bris mila to the Ivori Zocha, which this androgynous has, even though a pialochi has a din kever. Now, normally one would say it's not possible. If it's a nekeva, then he's not chayav bris mila. But says Tosfos, no, it is possible to have a gzeis hakosuv, that since he has a vori zocho, this is a known enough mechayev to have a bris mila, even though he has a din of a nekeva. And so too the Rash Mishans over there in Bikurim says the same din, legaba hilchus mila, and so too, to answer this Ramban's taina, benegeya hilchus arroyis. So Mamela comes out, be'emes, a moridig a chidush, that it is shayich to have a nekeva who has a chivas bris mila, even though the Gemara in Baba Kama Peches says, there's a pircha in the Gemara over there, the Gemara says, male isha, shekein eino bemila, isha doesn't have a chal bris mila. Tosfos always calls this a pircha de leishaiche, it's a pircha koldu, because it's not possible for isha to have a bris mila. Over here we see other rabbi, that when an isha is possible for have a bris mila, b'emet she's chayiv, in like an androgynous, we have a new gzeis hakosuv. Bakoch the Gemara Baba Kama over there means a real isha who doesn't have any evori zocho. Mashengen over here we have a meridig chidush according to Tosfos on the Rash Mishants that we can have a nekeva who al pi alocha al pi dini gidrei atoira she has a fatiga dini miganzen alochis of a nekeva and afa biken even so she can have dini zocho because she has evori zocho she can have a din chivas bismila and she can have also a din skila oinush if she's boiled someone like a ish. This will be enough, even though Api Alocha, she has a din nekeva. So this is a very yesodic thing of machlokes between the Rishonim, if this is possible, such a kind of Gzeis HaKosuv. But this is the second day of the Ramban, which we said that Tosfos learns Pshat and Ebyosi over there in Yevomas, that androgynous is a Sophic. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that according to Ebyosi, androgynous is a barrier bifnei atzmui. The third day of Pshat and Ebyosi over there in Ebyosi and Yevomas is the shit of the Rash Mishants, in Bikurim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Hei, and the Rash says that it seems from the Loshon of Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yossi uses a double Loshon, a very ambiguous term, and he says that androgynous is a barrier, v'lo yichriu b'chachomim im zocha im nekeva. Says the Rash Mishans, it seems from Rabbi Yossi that Be'emes is three tzodim in every androgynous. Every androgynous has a sofik, not just maybe he's a zocha, maybe he's a nekeva, but he has a third tzad, that maybe he's a mean bifnei atzmoi. These are all the three tzodim on every single androgynous. We have three tzodim. What is his halacha? Does he have a din beria bifnei atzmoi? Does he have a din zocho vadai? Or does he have a din nekeva vadois? This is how the Rash explains the Loshon of Rabbi Yossi. Berio he, there's a tzad that maybe is a berio. And also, lo yichriu boi chachomim. Chachomim cannot rule out that maybe he's a zocha vadai, and maybe he's in a cave of adois. Mamela will land up with three different tzadim in the ghetto of this androgynous. Maybe he's a berio, maybe he's a zocha, and maybe he's in a cave. And this is the shit of Rabbi Yossi over there in the Braise and Yevomas, which seems that the Rav in that sugya will paskin like this man the Omar. So this is the third mahalach. In the Rishonim, the Rash, the shit of the Rash, that the Gedo of androgynous Lemaisa is that he has three tzodim, he's not a barrier vadai bifnei atzmoi, like the Chachomim in our Mishnah, but we have three tzodim on every androgynous, maybe he's a barrier bifnei atzmoi, maybe he's a zocho vadai, and maybe he's in a cave of adois, and every halacha, we always have to take on each of the tzodim l'chumra, because maybe be'emes he has a din zocho, maybe he has a din nekeva, and maybe he has a din barrier bifnei atzmoi. This is how the Rash explains over there in Bikurim. Now it's worth pointing out the Marital Gazi is very marich over here in Oysen and Ches, in Cotton Base, in the Shit of the Rosh, over here in Chulin Simen Ches. In the different Deus of Maskona, in the Ghetto of the Androgynous, and the Marital Gazi, he comes out also similar to the Rash, but a bit different. And the Marital Gazi explains that it could be that there's some Androgynous who are Sophic. Most Androgynous, says even the Marital Gazi, Roiv Androgynous are Sophic. We have a Sophic, maybe it's a Zohar, maybe it's an Akeva, but they are some Androgynous that we could say on them that they are Beir Bifni Atzmoy. So even though the Rash himself says that every single Androgynous has three Tzadim, each Androgynous we can clear all the three Tzadim, maybe it's a Mim Bifni Atzmoy, maybe it's a Zohar, maybe it's an Akeva, says Maritel Gazi, Pshat in the Rosh, Pshat in other Rishonim, that it seems to be that other Rishonim might hold that the gedder of the Androgynous in the Rabbi Yossi's Shitta is that sometimes is a barrier, but other Androgynous are Sophic, Zohar, or Sophic Nekevas. This is how Marita Gazi explains in the day of some Yishonim, even though it's not Mefurish like this. And then Yishon, this is how Marita Gazi explains in the Shitta of the Rosh and other Yishonim to be Mazbe, the steerer, in different Lashonis of the different Yishonim. So these are the Sikkum of the shittas, the different, the various shittas lemaskona in the gedder of the Androgynous lemaisa, either shittas atoisvus that it's a Sophic, or the shitta of the Ramban that he's a barrier bifnei atzmoi, the shitta of the Rash Mishantz that he's got all three tzodim to him, and the Yitel Gazi explains that it could be sometimes a Androgynous has a halacha of a barrier, and some Androgynous have a halacha of a Sophic Zohar or Sophic Nekeva. Now, before moving on into the sugya, in the Gedda of Tumtum, in the Machlokes over here, and in Chistus Shitta, that Tumtum is not Din Beir Bifnei Atzmoi, we'll mention there's another Shitta in the Rishonim, a very Mechudish Digadea in the Gedda of Androgynous. And this is the Shitta of the Ravid in his Asogis on the Rambam, in Hilchus Shofar, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis. And the Shitta of the Ravid, as we'll see, it's very widely discussed in the Sforim of the Achronim. A very interesting Mechudish Digadea is the Shitta of the Ravid. The Rambam over there in Hilchus Shofar in Perik Beis, he paskins la locha, the Androgynous cannot be moitzi someone with tkias shofar. If the Androgynous is going to blow you the shofar, he cannot be moitzi a different zocha, because says the Rambam, maybe the Androgynous is in the keva, and therefore he will not be able to moitzi a zocha. So too he will not be able to moitzi in the keva, says the Rambam, but the Rambam says the Androgynous is moitzi k'moisoi. He can be moitzi with tkias shofar, someone who is Androgynous k'moisoi. This is how the Rambam paskins, and the Chemishin explains that the Rambam paskins this way because he holds a barrier bifnei atzmoi, and Mamela, just like this Androgynous who's blowing the shofar, has a halacha of a barrier bifnei atzmoi, so too he can be moitzi anyone else who's exactly the same as him, who's also another Androgynous, also has got din barrier bifnei atzmoi, he can be moitzi k'moisoi. So too, the Achrinim, the Noisekenim over there explain, if the Rambam would have held that it's a Sophic, which is mashma in the Rambam and other places, that the Rambam holds that Androgynous is a Sophic, this will also be enough to be Moitzi Androgynous Kemoisri, because Mimonoshoch, if he has a Locha of a Zohar, then so too the other one also has a Locha of a Zohar, and if he has a Din of a Nekeva, he can be Moitzi a Nekeva, because a Nekeva can be Moitzi another Nekeva, and Mamela the Rambam says that Androgynous can be Moitzi Kemoisri. This is the Locha which the Rambam paskins. But the Ravid over there disagrees with the Rambam. And says the Ravid that this halacha is only, according to the Man D'Omar, Beir Bifnei Atzmoi. If we hold that Androgynous is a Beir Bifnei Atzmoi, then be'emes this halacha is true, that the Androgynous can be moitzi, another Androgynous who's the same as him, k'moitzi k'moisoi. But says the Ravid, according to the Man D'Omar who holds that Androgynous is be'emes a Sophic, we have a Sophic on this Androgynous, he's maybe he's a Zohar, and maybe he's an Akeva, then says the Ravid, he's not going to be able to be Moitzi K'moisoi. He'll not be able to be Moitzi B'tkeas Shofar, another Androgynous. Says the Ravid, the reason is, because he has a bit of Zohar in him, and he has a Miktsas Nekeva. This Gede of the Sophic Zohar, Sophic Nekeva, explains the Ravid, does not mean that we have a Sophic, we do not know, does he have a Din Zohar Vadai, does he have a Din Nekeva Vadois. The Ravid explains that this means to say that we have a Sophic, that he has both. He has somewhat a Miktsas Zohar to himself, and also, he has also Gdorim and a Miktsas Koyach of a Nekeva. He's a person who's made up with two Koyches. He has a Miktsas Zohar, and he has a Miktsas Nekeva. This is how the Ravid understands the Gede of the Din of the Mandorma who holds that Androgynous is a Sophic, which the Ravid paskins like this Mandorma, the androgynous is a sofik, and says Reiva the Gede is, not that we have a sofik, we do not know, maybe he's a vadai zocho, maybe he's a vadai nekeva, no. Says Reiva the pshat is that he has a din of a miktsas zocho, and he has a din of a miktsas nekeva, he has both koiches inside him, mixed into the same goof. He has both dinim, he has a miktsas zocho, a miktsas nekeva. And Reiva himself says, this is similar to chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, where we also find this halacha, that one chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin cannot be moitzi another chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. And the reason is, because the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin who's blowing the shofar, the chelek of avdus is also blowing the shofar, and this cannot be moitzi the other person who has in him a tzad chirus, which needs to have a tkias shofar from someone who's a bachi yuva. Since the person who's blowing the shofar has in him a chelek, which is potter from tkias shofar, Mameli cannot blow and be moitzi another person who has a chiyuv vadai to be hear the shofar from a total bar chiyuv. Mameli says, "Reiva, so too by androgynous. Since he's a mixas nekeva, his tzad nekeva cannot blow and cannot be moitzi the other androgynous to be moitzi his tzad zocho, because in every androgynous we have both chalokim, we have a miktsas zocho and a miktsas nekeva." I'm reading a mechudish tigadei of the Reivid, that the Reivid's shita is in androgynous, it's a sofik, does not mean we don't have a sofik, but it means he has both koiches, he's a miktsas zocho and a miktsas nekeva, is very similar to all the gedorim of the chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chirin. The achrinim point out, the kapis tomorim, in Rosh Hashanah, daf chof tetzom ed aleph, so too the Keren Uri over there in Yevomus Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, in Meir Simcha over there in Yevomus in Chidushim, earlier in Pei Aleph Amid Beis, they all point out that the Makoy of the Reivid is L'Chiria from a Mashmos in Yerushalmi, in Yevomus Pei Ches Alochavov, over there it is Mashma in Yerushalmi, that the din of a Sofik is actually a din of Miktsas Zocho and a Miktsas Nekeva. The Avnei Nezer in Yerudea Simen Tov, he says an interesting pshat, that it could be the Reivid took this Gufa from the Reb Yossi, which we discussed earlier, which he says a very ambiguous loshen. He says that androgynous beriyohi velo yichriu beichachomim im sofik im nekeva im zocha im nekeva. This could be the way the Reivid understood the pshat in Reb Yossi, that this is what Reb Yossi means to say, that we have a sofik on the androgynous, is he a zocha, is he a nekeva, means to say that he's a beriyoh, he has both koiches in him. He's a barrier who has a miktsas zocho and a miktsas nekeva. So this is the shit of the Reivid, a very mechudish digadeya, and be'emeth, the deya is very widely discussed for many, many shailas in the gesforim of the achrinim, and the most widely discussed is in the minchas chinuch, many mitzvahs. He brings down this deya of the Reivid, who holds that every androgynous is a miktsas zocho and a miktsas nekeva, and the minchas chinuch clears many different cases, many different mitzvahs, many different shailas. What is the aloch of this person who is a bit of a zocho and a bit of a nekeva? We'll just mention a few of them. The first mitzvah already, the Mechatz Chinuch says in mitzvah aleph, in the mitzvah of Pru Uvu, the aloch is that to be mekayin, the mitzvah of Pru Uvu, someone has to give birth to a zocho and a nekeva, a beinon bas. This is how we pass him from the Gemara Nivomis, Amech Beis, like Beis Hillel, the aloch is you have to have a bein and a bas. Says the Mechatz Chinuch, what will be if someone gives birth to androgynous? Do we say that this androgynous, since according to the Reivid, he's a miktsas zocho and also a miktsas nekeva, then maybe he's already been mekayim pru uvu because he's already given birth to a bein and a bas? Or do we say no? Since he is only one goof, there's only one person over here, then definitely legaba pru uvu, we need to have a koponim, that should be two people. It is not enough that we have one person over here who has two chalokim, he has a chilek of a bein and a chilek of a bas. This will not be enough for Puruvu. This Al Michas Chinuch takes on the Maisa, that even according to the Reivid, it will not be enough to be Mekayim Puruvu with the androgynous, because the Maisa Nichos Puruvu will need to have someone who actually is two goofim. And over here we have someone who is one goof, which has two koiches. He has a din of a zocho and a din of a nekeva. Memela says Al Michas Chinuch Mitzvah Aleph, this will not be enough for Puruvu, even according to the Reivid. The second Shaila, in Mitzvah Ayin Hei, the Minchas Chinuch clears legabe Eidus, if this androgynous is going to be possible Eidus, because he's be'emes a zocho, and a zocho is kosher Eidus. Isha, says the Minchas Chinuch, is possible Eidus because he needs to have a zocho. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no actual psul that Isha is a poisel le'edus. The Isha is missing the hechsher. Isha is possible Eidus because he needs to be a zocho in order to have the din of a Eidus to be kosher le'edus. Over here we have someone who's a zocho, the fact that he has also a miksas nekeva, L'chayyah says, Minchas Chinuch, one can say, this is, does not shter, this does not ruin the koyach of the zocho, that the zocho is koshel eidus, because if it will be a chilek of him, which will be a gazlan, let's say, which is a psul, then this will damage the din, the kashrus of the tzad ha-zocho, which the zocho is koshel eidus. But as we said, the din of the nekeva, that a nekeva is posel eidus, is not that there's a poisel over here, there's just a chisoin hechshe. Mamela, as long as we have here a chiluk ha-zocho, and the zocho is koshel eidus, says the Minchas Chinuch that maybe this androgynous, according to the Ravid, can be'emes be koshel eidus, even though there's a miktsas of him, which is be'emes a nekeva. In later on, a very interesting shayla, mitzvah tofkuf mem gimel, the Minchas Chinuch clears, what is this androgynous? Which clothes is this androgynous going to wear? Because as we know, there's issa of lo yilbash, and there's issa of lo silbash. There's issa for a man to wear the clothes of a nekeva, and there's issa of a nekeva to wear the clothes of a zocha. Over here we have someone who's both. He's a zocha and he's a nekeva. What clothes is he going to wear? The mechitzchinuch blais batzor chiyun, that we have to know which clothes is this person going to wear, because when one of shachidachir, he's going to be over issa, each sad on him, the zocha has its own levushim, and the malbushim of a nekeva is going to be a issa for the tzad zocha. Mamela says, mechitzchinuch batzor chiyun, which clothes exactly is this androgynous going to wear in order that he shouldn't be over a issa of lo yilbash and a issa of lo yisulbash. There's other nidoinim that shemechitzchinuch clears, the Gabi Yerusha, if he's going to Yashem between other children, the Gabi Smicha, Mitzvah Kuftesvav, and other Shailas, that the Michas Chinuch clears on this Mechudish Digadeo of the Ravid, who holds that androgynous is actually a mixture of, and he has Koyach of a Zocho, and he has also Koyach of a Nekeve. Now, the big Shaila, which the Michas Chinuch clears in Mitzvah Hey, says the Michas Chinuch, we have to know, when does this androgynous actually become a mechuyev b'mitzvah, it's a godoil. When does it become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah? Over here we have two halakim to him, as we know that the isha is going to become a bar chiyuva when she turns bas yud beis, when she turns 12, then she becomes bas mitzvah, and a zocho becomes only bar mitzvah, only ben yud gimel. Over here the androgynous who has two halakim, like we explained from the Ravid, when exactly is it going to become mechuyev b'mitzvah? Does he go after his chilek hanekevus, and he becomes bar mitzvah already when he's 12? Or only later on, when he's only 13, because we go after the tzad zocho. Says the Michas Chinuch mitzvah hey, that l'chayre we have to say that be'emes it depends on the two halakim. The chilek hanekeves becomes already bas mitzvah when she's 12. And memela, any mitzvah which is mutl, muteles al hanoshim, which the ladies also have to be mekayim, and they are also to do any melocha, which is a mitzvah lois asei, which does not depend on the mitzvah asei shas man geroma, then all these halachas are going to apply to this androgynous already when she's 12 years old. Because the chilek hanekeves became a gedoila when she's 12, even though the chilek hazocho is still a cotton, but since she has a chilek hanekeva in her, and in this androgynous, the chilek hanekeva became bas mitzvah when she's 12, then she's going to be mechuyev in all the mitzvahs she'anoshi mechuyeves b'hen. And echanami, if you have a mitzvah seish as man geroma, then he's going to be potter until he turns bar mitzvah. But anything else, he's going to be chayev, just like a nekeva, because of the chilek hanekeva. So you have a very interesting person over here, who's going to be a chatzi cotton and a chatzi godoil in between, in this year, in between 12 and 13. This halamin chatzchinuch takes on in mitzvah hey. And so too we find in the Sefer Zikorin, Vayita Eishel, it brings down over there for Ramosha Soloveitchik, the son of Reb Chaim, that Ramosha said, and he declared the same Shaila according to the Ravid, who holds the androgynous, is Bemis a Miktsa Zocha and a Miktsa Snekeva. So he asked, what is the Alocha of this androgynous when he's 12 years old and he wants to go into the Beit HaKvoros? As we know, there's no din of a Isha who's a Kehenes. She's allowed to become Tomei. There's no Issa for her to become Tomei Lemesim, only for a Kohen Zocha. A Kehenes does not have such a Issa. Mamela, even though the Tzad Nekevus is already a Gdoila, but she does not have any Issa to go into the Beis HaMikdosh, to go into the Beis HaKvoris. And Mamela says to Moshe, L'chira, she should be allowed, this androgynous should be allowed to go into the Beis HaKvoris, because Mamonoshach, the Tzad Nekevus, even though she's already a Gdoila, but she's not Metzuva on Tuma, and the Tzad Zocha is a cotton, and the cotton's also not Metzuva on Tuma, until he becomes Bar Mitzvah, until he turns Ben Yud Gimel. So this is like the Michas Chinuch's Havona, that he depends on each chelik. The chelik and the kevus of him became bas mitzvah, but the chelik ha-bar mitzvah, the chelik ha-zocho, did not yet become bar mitzvah, and did not become a chuyov in the gadlus until 13 years old, and Amamela is allowed to be metame le-meisim. But says Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, b'shem his father, Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said a new svara, a very interesting svara to argue on the tzad of this minchas chinuch. And says Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, an interesting point, and he says that b'emes we have over here in front of us, a person who is one goof, and this goof is made up of two halakim. There's a chelek in him which has a din zocho, and a chelek which has a din nekeva. But b'emes he's one goof. Now says Reb Chaim, there's no din that a zohar can only become a godol when he's 13 years old. The reason why a godol needs to have simonim only when he's 13 is because the simonim of zachrus, the simoni zohar, are only simoni gadlus, only by a ben yud gimel. The simonim of a ben yud gimel, these are called simonim. Masha'inkin, if they get the simonim earlier, then the Gemara says in Nida that this is Shuma Ba'alma, we do not care about these simonim, and we disregard them, and he still has aloch of a cotton. But Be'emes, if the Zocha himself will be able to have simonim of Gadlus earlier on, then he'll become Bar Mitzvah earlier on. Memele says Reb Chaim, over here we have a person who's a Zocha, but he's also a Nekeva. Now these simonim of Nekeva are real good simonim, and they're simonim Gadlus. Because for a Nekeva, she gets a simonim already when she's Yud Beis, already when she's 12 years old. Memela says, Reb Chaim, this person who's also a Zocha, the Zocha also has these simonic gadlus of Nekeva. And Memela, these simonic gadlus of Nekeva make him also into a Zocha, a Godoil. Because there's no reason why the Godoil, the Zocha, cannot become a Godoil earlier on if he has simonim. If Lu Yetzuya will be Shaykh a case where we have a Fatiga Zocha Vadai, who has Simone in a cave, then he'll become also a Godoil when he's already 12 years old. So over here, by this androgynous of the Reivid, we have this case, where we have over here a part of him who's a Zocho, and the Zocho needs Simone Gadlus, and he has already Simone Gadlus of Nekeva. So even though the Simone of Nekeva, but this, since it's the same person and it's the same goof, this is enough to be Kaveya and to establish that he has already a Locha of a Godoil. The whole person of him, even the Chilek HaZocha, also became a Godoil. So we have a Meridiger case that we have a Zocha who becomes Bar Mitzvah already when he's 12 years old, because the Simone Nekeva for this person are called good Simonim, and there's no din that the Simonim of Zocha, the Simonim, can only be when he's 13 years old, only if it's Simoni Zachrus. But if it's Simoni Nekeva, then it could become even earlier, as long as they've got a good din Simonim. And over here, the Simonim Nekeva are kosher Simonim to make him into a Godoil. Memela, the one goof over here, becomes already a Godoil already when he's 13 years, when he's 12 years old, he already becomes a Godoil. Memela says, Reb Chaim, this person will actually not be allowed to go into the Beit HaKvaris, because he has a din of a Godoil, and the Chilek HaZocho is also got a din Godoil because of these Simoni Nekeva, which have a locha of Simoni Gadlus. So this is a very sadistic machlokes in Hilchos Simonim between the Michas Chinuch and Reb Chaim. Over here, an understanding the Gedeh of the Androgynous Bemiktsas, Mechudish the Gedeh of the Reivid, that every Androgynous has part of him which has a din Zocho and a Chilek of a Koyach of a Nekeva. He's mixed up, he's one goof who has a din zocho and also a din nekeva, and like we discussed, a few of the shailas which the Michas Chinuch discusses to be kuvea to work out the gedeh of this din of androgynous of the Reivit. Now, just one more point, and one more day over here in the Achrinim, in the sugya of androgynous, is the Mogen Avraham, who says a very interesting thing in Or HaChaim Simetovkuf Peites Sif Beis. Over there, this is the halacha which we said earlier from the Rambam. The androgynous is allowed to be moitzi minoi. He can be moitzi someone who's androgynous kemoisoi with tkias shofar. Says the Mogen Avraham over there in Simetovkuf Peites, b'shem the rif. The Achrinim over there, the Neisekelim, point out that we don't have such a rif in front of us. We don't know where this rif is. The Chasam Sofer over there is magia, and he takes out the word the rif. But the Mogen Avraham brings down a mechudish tiga chidush din, la aloche in this din, that androgynous can be moitzi someone else who was also androgynous, bitkiat shofar. And says the Mogen Avraham, that if in this time, when he's blowing the shofar, this androgynous, the first androgynous, when he's blowing the shofar to be moitzi the second androgynous, if the second androgynous, ba'oy so shah, the chaveiroi shemoitzi hu nekeiva, if during this time the chaveiroi means the other androgynous has a koyach of a nekeiva, then he cannot be moitzi e'af shelo itzio, he cannot be moitzi this other androgynous. Even though there's alocha that one androgynous can be moitzi a second one, but says the Morgan Avraham, this depends that if sometimes the second androgynous has a din of a nekeiva, then it won't be possible for this androgynous to be moitzi this androgynous who's a zocha. This is how the Morgan Avraham says, and we have to be able to understand what the Morgan Avraham means. The Be'er Heitev over there asks that we don't find anywhere, seems to be in the Morgan Avraham, that the androgynous depends on certain times, and the certain times that he has a halacha of a zocha, and certain times he has a halacha of a nekeva. Says the Be'er Heitev, we never find this anywhere, that the androgynous himself should change over, and should switch, and certain times he gets a din zocha, and certain times he has a din nekeva. What does the Morgan Avraham Bichlal mean, that if he's a nekeva, how can this androgynous be sometimes a nekeva? When is this possible, and when does he change his halacha to become a nekeva? This is Be'er Heitev, and he blames by Torahin, he doesn't understand the pshat, what the Morgan Avraham means, which he brings down from the Rif, that this din, that if he's a nekeva, you cannot be moitzi. The Chasam Sofer over there, in the Gilin of the Shulchan Aruch, he explains that the pshat in the Morgan Avraham is that if this person who's been moitzi is actually now be matil mayim b'mokim nakvus, and the Gemara explains later on that this is already more of a kvius, that he's using his evoy in the keva, and in this, these evoyim are now in this rega, this time, these evoyim are being used, then the Chasam Sefer explains that the Morgan Avraham holds that Mamela now, he has more of a koyach of a nekeva, even though he doesn't actually become a vada in nekeva, but his tzad nakvus, his tzad nekeva, gets stronger. And this is what the Morgan Avraham says, that it depends on certain times. Normally androgynous is a mixture, he's a sofik, he's got din zocha, din nekeva, but certain times when he's using the evoy in nekeva, then actually he's been mashed in mayim, mimokim nakvus, then actually the tzad nekeva is what's been goiva, is what gets stronger, and mamela, this does not allow the androgynous to be moitzi someone else who's a zocha. If one is a nekeva, then he can't be moitzi a zocha, and he's also, he has a god din of a minoy. This is what the Morgan Avraham means, a very big chidush, that there's certain times in the day that the actual androgynous, one tzad, even though Chasam Sefer says, does not become an actual zot nekeva, but akol ponim, he gets an extra koyach in yena tzad, in this tzad of nekeva, gets stronger, and mamela cannot be moitzi someone else, because he's not actually a minoy. The Tiferes Yisrael in Shabbos, also is Mayrich on this Morgan Avraham, over there in Perikah Blezer de Mila, and in this din, that certain times the Morgan Avraham seems to imply that there's certain times that androgynous changes his din, sometimes he has a din zocho, and certain times he has a din nekeva, moedig echidush from the Morgan Avraham in Simon Tov Kuf Peites. Now moving on into the Gemara in Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara is discussing the Chiddush of Rav Chista. Rav Chista tells us that even though we've been discussing the halachas of androgynous, and there's a tzad in the Mishnah, the Chachomim Basroi, they hold that the androgynous has a din of a burial b'fnei atzmoi, but says Rav Chista, this is all by androgynous. By Atumtum, no one holds that Atumtum is a burial b'fnei atzmoi, there's no such tzad, and everyone holds that Atumtum maximum is a sofik. He's a Sofik Zocho and a Sofik Nekeva. And the Gemara asks many questions on Rav Chisda, and the Gemara says on all the brayters, Sami Mikan Tumtum, Smi Mikan Tumtum, we have to take out the word Tumtum, and we only use the Mutim for androgynous, because actually, the Tumtum himself is a Sofik, and like the Gemara says earlier, we don't need the Pasuk to go and talk about Sfeikos, and Mamela, this is not Taina to Rav Chisda, because we take out the word Tumtum. Now one of the brayters is, Toshema in the middle of the Omid, Hanevad v'amukze v'oesnan v'amechir v'tumtum v'androgynous, says in Gemara from a braisa. We're talking about oifus, we're talking about the birds which are behima tohu nivlas oif tohu, says the Mishnah, says a braisa, kulam metamim begodim abeis hablir. All these oifus, even though the behemoth had a melika, but since the apostle the mizbeach mamela, the melika is a poshet and a vela, and therefore the metamim begodim abeis hablir. This is the shit of the Tanakhama. Ebelezer oimer, that tumtum androgynous, ein metamim begodim abeis hablir, שהויו בלזוימה כל מוקים שנם אזוכו נקיבה אתם יציתום זמה דויגנס מביניהם אנ אויף הויו בלוינם אבזוכו נקיבה סינס בא אויף דז נא מנשן את הול זוכו נקיבה וניצז טו בניוינו דז נו דין אין זוכרס פן אקוויס בויפויס ממילא סזה בלזה אין אתם יציתום זמה דויגנס מביניהם אנ דיס איז גמוז ראיה דא טומטם איז א סופיק סזה גמורה סמי מכאן טומטם Tosfos points out to the Ramaschal Tumtum that even though the Gemara over here is referring to the din of Tumas Beis Ablia, but according to Rebbe Lezer who holds that Oif, since it doesn't say the word Zochor Nekeva, Mamele cannot be Mamayit any din of Tumtum Andragonus, then according to Rebbe Lezer, will be a din, even Lechatchila, we will be allowed to take a Oif who is Andragonus and be makriv him on the Mizbeach, and it's not just a din b'di Eved if he's Metame Begodim Beis Ablia or not. Toysos in Yevomus in Pegimul, Toys over there suggests that maybe according to Reblezer, Al Koponim there should be a Isa Akrova Midir Abonon, and therefore the Gemara over here only discusses the Dimbidi Eved, whether he's Matame Begodim, Abes Abli or not, the Machlikas over here between Reblezer and the Tanakam. Now the Beis Meir over here in the Sefer Beis Meir Chidushim, on Bechurias of Membeis, he asks, on the Ikke Gemara, on the main Machlikas over here between Reblezer and the Tanakam, in the Aloch of Oif, who is a tumtum androgynous, so kun the maskona uni androgynous, if he's metame begodim abes ablia, the Tanakama holds that he's posel, and mamela, he's metame begodim like a nevela. And the blazer says no, because he's not posel, it doesn't say, by a oif, it doesn't say that the zakpoda, dafka zochor, and dafka nekeva. Asks the Beis Meir, that by emes we have to understand, what is take pshat in the Tanakama who hold that a oif is also posel, a tumtum androgynous? L'chir, Blazer has a very strong taina. The only way we can be memayit and say that there's a psul by oif, that you're not allowed to be makiv on the mizbeach, or oif, if he's a tumtum androgynous, is only because there's some problem in the tzad zocha or in the tzad nekeva. But by oif, where there's no zocha and nekeva at all, it doesn't say anywhere, there's no din zocha, there's no din nekeva by oif, benegea, hilchus mizbeach, only a mechusa eva is possible by oif. So how be'emes is it possible to go and be memayit and tell us the halacha that is a psul of tumtum adriganus legabem izbeach benegea a oif which be'emes doesn't say the word zocho nekeva? Says a Beis Meir if one is going to say that the actual word Torah and benyoino, which the Torah refers to bringing a korban oif, and the Torah tells us to bring a Torah and a benyoino, if we're going to say that this itself is what eliminates the fact that we're allowed to bring an androgynous because he has a din burial b'fnei atzmoi, and this does not go into the klal of a tur and is not included in the loshen of a ben yoino, then the Gemara early on in Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara over there discusses Bechur, and the Gemara over there says that we need to have a miut of a zochor, or two miutim, a zochor and a zchorim, the Gemara says, to be memayit to tumtum androgynous by Bechur. Now, Bechur also, it says a word in the Pasuk, Shur and Kesev and Eiz. And over there, we do not say that since Andragonus is a burial b'fnei atzmoi, Memela, the Shur does not refer to someone who's a burial. It's only referring to a Zocha or to a Nekeva. As we know, Bechur is only about Zocha. So it's only referring to a Zocha. We say that without another mute, it would be referring to Andragonus also, even though Andragonus is a mim b'fnei atzmoi. So Memela, why over here when it comes to the Oifers, do we say that even without the word Zocha Nekeva, we can have a Memela Diga Mashmos from the Loshen of the Torah and Ben Yoino that it is possible in Mizbeach? Asks the Beis Meir, L'chir Yablezer's Taina is a very strong Taina, and to say the Gemara earlier is only Shittas Yablezer, it's a big Doichik. L'chir the Gemara over there is going like Tanakama. We have to be understand what is the Pshat that the Tanakama should hold that our Oif is possible in Mizbeach even though he doesn't have a din of Zocha Nekeva. Now the Rambam over here, even though Be'emes he paskins la aloche in Hilchus Bechuyas like if Chizda, and he says in Hilchus Bechuyas in Peik Beis Haloche Hey, that there's a difference between Andragonus, which has a din Sofik, has a din Beria, like we said earlier, but a Tumtum only has a din Sofik, and he doesn't have a din of a Beria b'fnei atzmoi, and even though Andragonus doesn't have any Kedusha at all, but a Tumtum has a Sofik, like the din of Rav Chisda. So he paskins, like Rav Chisda, that Tumtum does not have a aloche of a Beria b'fnei atzmoi. Even so, the Rambam brings down our Braisa, the din of the Tanakama, and he quotes the din even by Tumtum also. Now the Gemara over here said that according to Rav Chisda, it's not possible to say that we have to keep the word Tumtum in. And the Gemara says, Sami mikam tumtum. According to Rav Chisda, the Braisa is only referring to Androgynous, because the tumtum is not nismayit, he's a sofik zocha, and a sofik nekeva, and Mamele is not going to be metami, begodim abeis abliya, betoyu as vadai, because maybe he's got din zocha, and he's koshalim izbeach, maybe he's got din nekeva, he's also koshalim izbeach. Only if he's a burial bifniatsmoi, then he becomes nismayit, then he's eliminated from the parasha of akrovas oifis, and he's metami begodim abeis abliya. The Mishnah already asks on the Rambam and others that if the Rambam passes like Rav Chisda, how can he bring down the Braisa even by Tumtum also? L'chir, this is neged al Gemara. Now says Reb Chaim al Ashas over here in the Stenzlach. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explains over here the shit of the Rambam from this Braisa, even though it doesn't answer all the Braises which the Rambam brings down. But Benegia, this Braisa, says Reb Chaim Yisoid, that the Rambam understands the Pshat in our Gemara, that the Gemara never means to ask a kasha on Rav Chisda from the Tanakama. Because the Tanakama himself, who says that there's a din that Tumtum Androgynous is possible for a krova, even by Oif, which doesn't say a zocha on a keva, the reason why the Tanakama, he says that is possible, is because the Tanakama learns that to have a psul the Mizbeach, there's a new psul by Oif. And even though there's no din zocha on a keva, like we said before, Reb Lezer's Taina, that we need to have a psul of zocha and nekeva in order to be my tumtum androgynous. Says Reb Chaim that the reason why the Tanakama holds this psul is because the Tanakama's shitta is that the mere fact that the person himself has a sofik and he doesn't know what he has in front of him, does he have a zocha or does he have a nekeva, this alone is a psul legabe mizbeach. The din sofik alone which the person has is enough to say that this thing which is a sofik is possible legabe mizbeach because he doesn't have a vados, he doesn't know definite what he has in front of him. Even though the Rambam be'etzem paskins like Rav Chisda, and he says that a tumtum is a sofik, I mean monof shoch, this oif is going to be kosher. Because either it is a zocha which is kosher, or it is an akeva which is kosher. Alpha Pekin the Rambam holds that since he himself does not know, and it is not nikkah over here, we cannot see on this oif if he's a zocho and in a keva, this alone is enough to have a pasuk teaching us that the suffix itself is what passes this korban legabe mizbeach. Moed gechidush and a new kind of psul legabe mizbeach. That itself, that you do not know if this oif is a zocho or this oif is in a keva, is alone enough of a psul to say that this oif now becomes pasul legabe mizbeach. Memeila says Reb Chaim that the Gemara never means to ask from the shit of the Tanakama. Because of course the Tanakama have a new day that they hold there's a new psul legabe mizbeach, there's a new kind of passage over here, we learn of the pasuk, that there's a new din, that any time you have a sofik be'etzem, even though it's only something covering over, that we cannot know what he is, but this is alone enough that we have a sofik to say that this behim, this oif, is pasul legabe mizbeach. The whole kash of the Gemara is only in Eblezer, because Eblezer disagrees, and Eblezer Gufa is coming to argue on this yisoid of the Tanakama. And he says that this is no such psul. The only psul we can have by Tumtum Androgynous is only if it says Zocho and in the Kaver, because he's missing in his din Zocho, or he's missing in his din the Kaver. But if not for the din of Zocho and the Kaver, the mere fact that a person does not know what it is, this is not a new psul of Sofik, which is Sofik, is possible to Gabi Mizbeach. Memela says Reb Lezer that the reason why Oif is kosher is because he doesn't say a din of Zocho and in the Kaver. And on this is what the Gemara's question on Rav Chisda is from Shittas Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer by Tumtum does not need to go and say that a Zocha and a Nekeva is going to be kosher because he doesn't say Zocha and Nekeva since Tumtum anyway is a Sofik. But in the Tanakama, we never had any question from the Tanakama because the Tanakama has a new psul because that itself, that it's a Sofik, is possible Gabi Mizbeach. A Chiddush de Gepshat in the Gemara, Reb Chaim explains in the Shitta of the Rambam, and therefore the Rambam holds that even if we pass like the Tanakama, we can also say that Tumtum can be possible Gabi Mizbeach, and the Gemara only says Sami Mekam Tumtum in the Shitta of Eblezer, even though Rashi by us explains that the Gemara is asking Be'emes from the Tanakama and also from the Eblezer. Rashi says there's two questions over here in the Gemara, but says Reb Chaim, the Rambam will understand that the question is only in the second Shaila, like Rashi explains from Eblezer, and not from the Tanakama, because according to the Tanakama, we have a new psul, and we're reading a Mechudish to get psul, the Gabi Mizbeach. The Bismay asked on this, says Reb Chaim, no, there's a new kind of psul, there's a psul that itself, that it's a suffix, we do not know what it is. This alone is enough to say that this oif is now possible gam mizbeach, even though wherever he's going to be, he's kosher, if he's a zocho, he's in a kever. But because we don't know, the mere fact that we do not know what he is, this alone is enough to say that he's a suffix, and mamela, he's possible gam mizbeach. This how Reb Chaim explains over here, the Gemara, in the Shitta of the Rambam. Now, in the Eke Gemara by Oifus, the Radvaz actually points out, on his Pirush on the Rambam in Psula Mikdoshim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Daled, that we do not have the Metzias of the Oif, that he has a Chilek HaZocho and a Chilek HaNekeva. Mamela, the Eke Metzias of the Gemara, which the Gemara discusses over here, a Tumtum and Androgynous by Oifus, we have to know the Metzias, how is this possible at all by Oifus? And the Radvaz says that we have to say that this itself, with this Mizdavig, different Oifus, this alone is the Kiveya, that if he's going to be Mizdavig with a Zocho, then he's got Din Zocho with a Nekeva. This is got Din, this is the Kiveya, that if he's Mizdavig with a Zocho, then it must be that he is a Nekeva. And this is how we're going to work out whether he's a Zocho and a Nekeva. But Al-Kaponim Advaz points out that it's very difficult to understand the Metzias, that we can have such a Din by a Tumta Madriganus by Oifus. And the Tiferes Yisrael also discusses this over there, which we mentioned earlier, in Perek Blezer Demila in Shabbos, over there by Tumtum Adrigonus, Ben Hegea, Hilchus Bismila, and he discussed over there by Behemoth also, that you have such a, what is Metzias we're going to be finding by Behemoth, and so too by Oifus. Now moving further on into the Gemara on its base, the Gemara brings down the Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara's maskona is, and Rabbi Yochanan is there, even though we've been discussing the whole Omid over here, that if Chista says that by Tumtum, the Ve'akoyl's faker, that there's no tzad that a Tumtum has aloch of a burial b'fnei atzmoi, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, lo'i svilei odo Rav Chista. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav Chista, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Tumtum can also be called a burial b'fnei atzmoi, just like androgynous, and not like Rav Chista, who differentiates between androgynous and a Tumtum. And so we have here a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chista, if there's a tzad by Tumtum to say that he's a burial b'fnei atzmoi. The Biskirov over here in Chidusha agrees. He points out that L'chayr be'emes Rav Chista should be the svar pshuta. L'chayr it is poshet that a tumtum is sachakol. All he is a sofik. We do not know what he is. Is he a zochol? Is he an akeva? There's a piece of skin over here covering over that we cannot see if he's a zochol, if he's an akeva. We see, says the Biskirov, that if he's nikra, tumtum, she nikra, once he gets torn, this piece of skin gets torn away, and now we see what's underneath, then he has a loch of a zocho. And so too, if he's in a cave, he has a loch of a nekeva. Mamela says, a biskirov l'chir, this is poshet, that a tumtum is actually just a zocho, just a sofik, we do not know, because we cannot see what's going on underneath. So l'chir, we have to understand, what exactly is kiveya? What exactly makes him into a burial b'fnei atzmoi? Bishleim androgynous. That is very well understood, because he has a voi zocho, and he has a voi nekeva. Memelo, we have to know, what is his alocha? Does he have a din zocho? Does he have a din nekeva? Does he have a din of both, like we said earlier from the Ravid? Does he have a din of beryo b'fnei atzmoi? But the chayyur, by tumtum, why should we say that because he has a skin covering over, that we cannot see what's underneath, this alone should give him a din of a beryo b'fnei atzmoi? L'chir, says the Biskirov, we have to understand the tzad of Rabbi Yochanan, l'chir is posher the tzad of Rav Chisda, that tumtum de v'akoyl sveikoi. Now, b'emes Tosfos earlier on, in Mem Aleph Amid Beis, so too in Temur, daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, Tosfos points out that the tzad to say that tumtum has alocha or beryo b'fnei atzmoi is because he's meshune. Because he's different than any other human being, he's different, the behemoth is different. The mere fact that he's meshuna is alone enough to say that this tumtum has alocha beyo b'fnei atzmoi, because he's shinui, because he has this skin covering over that we do not see, this alone is enough to say that he's a beyo b'fnei atzmoi. But the Biskirov suggests that maybe one can say that the reason why he has alocha of a beyo b'fnei atzmoi is similar to what we said earlier from Reb Chaim, that the fact itself that we cannot see what he is, and we have a sofik, the fact that we have a sofik and we do not know if he's a zocho, if he's an akeva, this alone is enough to be koveya and to establish that he has a din of a beryo b'fnei atzmoi. Like Reb Chaim said earlier, that this is also enough, the fact that we have a sofik, to say that he's posel even a oif, that if he's a zocho, he's kosher l'mizbeach. If he's in a kever, he's kosher l'mizbeach. Afa pikein, even so, if he's a tumtum, he's going to be posel, says Reb Chaim, because we have a sofik The mere fact that we do not know what's going on is alone enough of a psul gabi mizbeach, says the Biskriov. So too, one can say that this is alone enough of a kiveya to say that because you have a sofik, this alone is enough to say that he has a din of a beryo bifnei atzmo. And this is a pshat in a b'yichanon, why Yogi's on Evchista and he holds that tumtum, there is a tzad that tumtum is a beryo bifnei atzmo, the loike shittas Evchista. This is how the Biskriov explains over here the machlokes between a b'yichanon and Evchista. Now moving further on into the last Gemara, the Gemara brings down a Breise, and the Machlokes over here, Tani Edoch, Eishes Tumtum, Chiletzes, Vloimis Yabemis. The wife of the Tumtum, and the Tumtum died, the din is that the Eishes Tumtum is Chiletzes, Vloimis Yabemis. Says the Gemara, Savriyo, the Kulamu Kebakiva, we hold like Kebakiva, that Shris Chamos, Lechiletz, Vloimis Yabim. And the reason why this Breise holds that Eishes Tumtum, Chiletzes, and he cannot do Yibum, is because we say that Hoyel v'ishtani ishtani, and we say that since is ishtani that he has a din tumtum, and he was a metzias of a tumtum, maybe also there's a shinui that is a chshash, that maybe is a shis chamo, even though the Gemara says that Meir is the one who's chayish lemiyuta, but we have a story of Hoyel v'ishtani ishtani, and nuchishish, that maybe is a shis chamo, and the shis chamo cannot do any yibum, and Meila is loy misi abemes. Now the reason why it's chiletzes, is because maybe he's not a shis. And maybe this Eishes Tumtum is Be'emes Chayiv in Yibum because maybe it's not Asris. So this is the Sofik of the Gemara, and this is Mamela, the din of the Gemara, the Eishes Tumtum is only Chiletzes v'loy Misya Be'emes. Now there's a very famous question asked by the Motche in Yivomis, in Perik Dalet, in Remes Chof Aleph, asks the Motche, L'chir, why could we not say that this Eishes Tumtum should be able to be Misyabim because of the din of Svek Sveke? We have over here a double Sofik allowing this woman to go and be miyabim her brother-in-law, because Miron of Shoch, we have one sad to say that maybe the tumtum himself is in a cave, because we're going like the sofik that we have a tzad in a cave over here, and Mamela we have a sofik in a cave, and the kedushin wasn't kedushin michlal, she's tama isha ba'alma, she's just like a normal woman in the street, and Mamela the brother-in-law is allowed to marry her, and even if we're going to say that this tumtum had alocha v'zocha, but maybe he's not a stris. And if he's not a Sris, then Aloch is, then she's Zoykik Liyibum, she falls Liyibum, and Mamela, the brother-in-law, should be Miyabim her, Midin, Eishas Ochi, V'mokim Mitzvah. The only tzad that not is only, maybe he's a Zocha, and maybe he's a Sris, but we have a Svek Sveke the other way, because maybe he's in a Kaver, and maybe he's not a Sris. So says the Motcha, why can we not use a Svek Sveke, allowing this Isha to be Miyabim? Says the Motcha, that it seems from here, that not every Svek Sveke do we use. Every time we can make a Svek Sveker, it's not enough to go Mimati, and for some reason over here, this Svek Sveker is not allowed to go and allow this Isha to be Miyabim, her brother-in-law, and therefore the Aloch is Choletzes v'loy Misyabemes. The Marit in Chilek Beis in Yerideya Simen Beis explains that L'chir one can say the reason why this Svek Sveker is not good is because if we analyze over here this Svek Sveker, we can say that there's exactly the same Svek Sveker the other way around, that this Isha should be allowed to go and marry everyone else without any chalitza at all, because we have a double suffix to be mati this Isha Lashuk. First of all, maybe the person who she was married to was a nekeva, and Mamela the Kedushin was chal at all, and she's muta Lashuk. And even if the person with this tumtum was a zohar, but maybe he's a sris, and the aloch is like Rebbe Akiva, like the Gemara takes on now, and according to Rebbe Akiva, is in lo chiletzes v'lo misya bemes, and Mamela she's muta Lashuk. Mamela says Marit, in any time when we're going to be able to make a Svek Sveker to prove a different din, the exact opposite, not to say that she's Chayiv b'Yibum, but to say and to allow her to do Yibum, but to say that she should be Mutal Ashuk, then we do not say this is included in the klal of a Svek Sveker, which is going to be a stira. In the case of the stira between two Svek Svekers, then the klal is we go to Hachmi Misofik, and Mamela, this could be the reason why we say that this Isha is Chiletzes v'eino Misya Bemes. Tesis brings down this klal in Nidah Daf Chav Zayin Omed Aleph that we never say Svek Sveka as Sui Seris. And over here we have a Svek Sveka which is Soisa itself, because if we're going to be using Svek Sveka, then we could say the same kind of Svek Sveka the other way around, allowing her to go Lushuk even without any Chalitza at all. And Mamela, we do not use any Svek Sveka and we go Luchumir that she's Chiletzes v'loy Misya Bemes. The Beis Meir in Eben Ezer and Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, Yiftes, he points out that it could be a different reason over here. We cannot use Svek Sveker Because the only reason why we have actually a Sofik is because we do not know what is going on underneath this skin over here by the tumtum, and we know later on if it will be a nikra, if it will be torn, and we'll see that this tumtum is a zocha, then we'll know we'll only have one Sofik, maybe it's a sris or maybe not, but we do not have a tzadnikeva. Mamela says, the Beis Meir, we always know that halacha is that we can only use svek sveka, but mokim de'ef shalavar. In a case where we cannot be mevari, we cannot work out ourselves without the klal of a svek sveka, so then we use the din of a svek sveka. Mashenkin over here, it's ef shalavar, we can always go and prove, we can always go and be mevari ourselves by tearing over here the skin and seeing what's going on underneath. Mamela, maybe this is the reason why we cannot use the klal of svek sveka. And this is the Gemara over here saying the din of Chiletzes v'loim Yisya Bemes and Yizmayich v'dei de Beis Meir in order to use a Svek Sveka by Tumtum Echidush, because by Emes one can say that it is a Svek Sveka, the Efshel of Yerur. The Chidush Yerimei Simcha also, he says a Svara that maybe it's Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Betaruvus, different reasons why one can suggest over here there's no cloud of Svek Sveka, and this is a loch of the Gemara of the end of the Perek, the din that he's choletzes v'loim Yisya Bemes, and we cannot use the klal of svek sveka like the Motcha points out in Yevomis Peik Dalet in Remez Chof Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.